720 WGN. It's 420. I was asking, if you are working and you are past retirement age, why are you working? And a lot of text messages are flowing in. Someone said, I work because I love my job. I'm 70 years old. I'm a real estate broker, healthy. I'm grateful for it. Another said, I'm 73. My plan is to work two more years. Hey, Lisa, I'm still working at 67 as I am my sole support. I was divorced at 41. And I was divorced at 41 years of marriage, which wiped me out financially. I am, however, grateful and blessed. Love your show. Debbie from Iowa, grew up in DeKalb. You stayed out west, didn't you, Deb? So a lot of people have reasons why they're working well beyond retirement age. Someone said, I'm still working 72 and a half. First, I can't afford myself. Second, I'll be fully vested in my second retirement. And third, I love my job. Another said, I'm a teacher whose retirement is affected by the WEP. I'll work until the morning of the funeral. Maybe those are some of the stories that Dr. Gail Wettstein has heard. Gail Wettstein is a senior research economist at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Are those along the lines of what you know to be true? Is that why people are working well past retirement?
Yeah, I mean, all of those sound very familiar. The people who love their jobs and who can do their jobs, working well into their 70s, that's something we see. And the people who have no choice, who can't afford not to work, that's something we see too.
In fact, Americans over 75 are the fastest growing age group in the workforce. That quadrupled since 1964. Is it because our dollar went further that maybe, I don't know this to be true, but could you live on Social Security in the 70s or the 80s where we find it difficult to do that now?
I don't think that's so much the reason. I think it's more that, first of all, the Social Security retirement age has risen. So, So it's true that Social Security benefits have in practice been somewhat cut since those years. But the other thing is that people are capable of working longer. It's both because they're healthier and it's because they are doing jobs that allow them to work longer. There's more jobs that are desk jobs and things like that than there used to be. But of course, there's also the fact that people don't have what used to be traditional pensions as much anymore, and so they don't reach this kind of magical age at which the pension kind of incentivizes them to leave because it becomes more generous. They're more likely to have a 401k or some other kind of plan where they contribute, and all they have is what they've put in, and so the more you put in, the more you have, and there's no particular age at which you should leave. All of those things play a role.
And Dr. Wettstein, what is the Center for Retirement Research?
We are essentially a think tank. We are within Boston College. We study everything to do with retirement, with older workers, with preparing for retirement, and with how to manage your means within retirement. Social Security is a big topic that we study, public policy around retirement.
I would bet.
Basically, anything you can think of to do with older workers or retirement is what we're interested in.
Are older workers facing ageism?
Yes. I think the evidence is pretty clear that there's some amount of age discrimination going on, particularly for women. That's what recent studies find. There's certainly some amount of hesitancy on the part of employers to hire, especially older workers.
And so do you find that people, once they are around that retirement age, do they choose a different profession or, like the realtor, stay in the profession they're in, or are they just kind of tired of that and they want to do something different, maybe taking what would be considered a job that they wouldn't have considered 20, 30 years ago?
Absolutely. We see all of those patterns. The possibly the most common pattern, or a very common pattern at least, is people who worked a career in a particular job, And then as they approach retirement, transition gradually to full retirement, either by shifting to another job, like you mentioned, often with lower pay or lower benefits, but sometimes just, you know, cutting back on hours if the job offers that kind of flexibility, sometimes working part-time. That usually also involves losing benefits and pay. But yeah, those are more common in combination than, you know, retiring cold turkey from a full-time job.
Mm, and a lot of people who are texting are saying it is due to health insurance premiums that they feel that they need to work to take care of all the bills associated with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's much cheaper to get health insurance through an employer than it is to get it on the private market until age 65, at least, when everyone gets Medicare almost. And even then, people sometimes need to top that up, often need to top that up with private insurance.
So since you are a think tank and you have people that specialize in retirement, what are the odds that the government raises the age of retirement again in the future?
We're not political scientists, and I don't know, but I do know that that Social Security on its current trajectory is not fully funded. And so either some change will have to be made to benefits, either through directly cutting them or raising the retirement age, which is tantamount to cutting them, or taxes have to be raised, or some combination.
And when is it projected to run out?
I believe in 2034, the joint trust fund, if I'm not mistaken. It hovers between 2033, 2034. Every year it changes a little.
That's all the news we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us. We appreciate your research.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Gail Wettstein from Boston College, and many of your text messages coming up because I find them very intriguing. We have so many people who weighed in on this. That's after Steve's News, which is next on 720 WGN.